Tuesday night, Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Maseches Nedarim. So the Gemara says on Daf Samach Zayin of an Aleph that the pasuk V'Imhoyo Si'aliyish Nedareho Aleho tells me that Naram Arosa Aviyo Vayla Mathira Nedareho, and as the Gemara goes on to explain, that since there's already the parasha of Beis Ishona Dora, which is clearly talking about a Nesua, and there it says that the Baal is Mefer the Nedarim, so this parasha must be talking about an Arusa, because Trey Kroy ben Nesua Lomali, this is how the Gemara plays it out. You then have a question, but if there one's an, even if okay, one's an Arusa, one's a Nesua, so then why does it have to say that a Nesua the Baal's Mayfair, if by an Arusa the Baal's Mayfair? So that leads us to say that we darshan the Vav most of Alinyan Rishon, so that V'im Hoyos Yeliyish sort of continues the previous words of Kihaini Aviha Osa, which is talking about a regular girl that the father's Mayfair the Nadarim. So he's made for it by an Arusa too, and so is the Baal. So the Gemara says, and so we'll pick it up from two lines from the bottom, three lines from the bottom, the last two words, Vematarvaya Benesua, maybe forget Arusa. Arusa will be just the Baal, just the Av being Mayfair, because logically, if we follow the pattern of Kol HaTorah Kula, so a Baal, an Orus, has no Schusim of a Baal. And we look at Nedarim as a Schus of the husband to be Mayfair the Nedarim. We'll see later that it's one of the, it's a Schus to be Mayfair. Maybe it's even a manifestation of his, of the woman being in his reshus. But a kaponim by an arus, if left to our own devices, we would say only the odds may fear, because if we look around Kol HaTorah Kula with Yerusha, Maisi Adayim, we see that an arusa is not, the legal state of arusa does not really put her in the reshus of the Baal regarding any schusei ishus. Okay, so the chitema treker b'nesua lomali, but that would raise the problem of why would you need two psukim by nesua, two parshas really. Lemei mer shein abal meifer b'kodmet. So let's look at the Ran, which was on Amud Beis. Few lines down, you see the asterisk Vema Tarbaya Benesua Lo Barusa Litzach Baal Klal V'chitema Trey Kroy Lomali Lomar Shein Abal Mefa Bekodnin U'lohochi Hoder V'kozov In Beisisha Nadora La'ashmi'inon Another Shein Abal Mefa Nadorim Shekodmu Lo Kodem Shenosa. So first Gemara is pointing to one particular din. Might look a little strange if you're following and you know the psukim, because the second part, you have the two full parshas that tell you and go through every scenario. If he heard about it and he was Mayfair, it's Mufer. If he was Shaisik B'yom Shamo, then it's Fakakiyum. If she violated the nether, she gets punishment. But if she violates it after Hafara, it doesn't matter. But there's a rule in Shas, a rule that many times the Torah will seemingly repeat. The Torah never really repeats itself. The Torah is like when you say Milsa Da, I'm going off on a tangent now a little. Like when you say Milsa Dasu B'Kal V'Chomer Torah V'Kosov L'Kra. Right? Heard of that? I hope you heard of that. If not, you heard of it now. That even if something can be learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, the Torah will write it. Now, there's nothing, there's no extra word. The Torah is not, obviously not a literary, not a piece of literary work. And it's shameless of Hashem, as Ramban says. And every letter in the Torah represents something. some level, a deeper level, a deeper level. Every tag in the Sefer Torah represents Tilei Tilim Shel Halachas, as we see Rabbi Akiva Darsh in that. So when we learn in the Gemara, like things like Milsa Dasi B'Kabul Chaymei Torah for Kotev Lakro, the Gemara is seemingly saying that it's extra, indeed, or the rule I'm about to quote, that if there's a parish in the Torah that's repeated, and it's seemingly just repetitious, but sometimes even if you just learn out one new din from the parasha, from this new set of psukim, then the Torah would repeat the whole parasha, the whole scenario again. It looked like it'll repeat the whole Eved Ivri all over again, because this parasha talks about Hanukkah, giving the Eved presents when he leaves, and the other parasha didn't, so it'll repeat the whole Eved Ivri scenario. Kol parasha shenemar v'nishmeis lo nishmeis hela b'tvil dover shenes chadesh bo. So, first of all, I'm explaining that's what the Gemara really, I guess, is utilizing here, because it's suggesting that both parshas are talking about a nesua, and the reason the whole parsha is repeated again the second time is because that's where it contains the chiddush, the din, the new din that ain't a baal mefer b'kodman. So again, that's just on one level. Certainly there's nothing in the Torah Chas V'Shalom that's extra, and it's just put there because Torah Chas of Lakra, everything is, sometimes you have to go very, very deep to know what the Torah is trying to tell you. There's no question that, you get to the point where it's Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and different Serufim, and you can do wondrous things with the different serufim of the letters of the Sefer Torah. So it means on the level of pshat, on the level of our understanding, on the level of Torah, where it's teaching us what to do, maybe. So it'll have that rule that it'll repeat a whole parsha. The din of Eina Baal Mefer B'Kodman is plain and poshut if she made a neder before she was married. Whether she made it when she was a pnuya or she made it when she was an arusa, it doesn't matter. Even if it was not mekuyim, if it was mekuyim by the baal, by the oros or the og, if they were making, or if they were shayis piyam shamo, so certainly that's not a question. That's mekuyim. They had kiyum, and after kiyum, it's all over. But even if there was no shtika piyam shamo, that day didn't go by yet. Then she got married, so Eina Baal Mefer B'Kodman, he can't be made for Nedarim that were made before she was married. Now this fits in well with the idea that it's a pasuk. It's logical, but it can't be too logical, because you find when things are so logical, the Gemara sometimes says, "Lomali kros svarahu." So if it's very, very compelling logic, the Gemara might say, "Why do you need a pasuk for even?" On the other hand, not everything that you have a pasuk for is an illogical gzeras hakosuf. Most of Torah, Hashem wrote it in a way that our seichel does understand it and holds it is logical. Doesn't have to be compelling. We explained this in the beginning. It's compelling and it's logical. So here, Lamar Shalena Baal Mefer B'Kodman is really logical. When you realize that really the schus, as you go through the perek, which to whatever degree we manage to go through it, but when you go through the perek, you see that the schus to be made for the nether is when the nether is made. The nether is made, so again, it's made in his reshus. So really, Eina Baal Mefer B'Kodman is logical, because when the neder was made, he wasn't in a proprietary, we'll call it, relationship with the woman. I mean, it was made independent of her. But you can't say that that's compelling, because you see, you need a posuk. And if you need a posuk, it can't be a compelling, because or else it just, like I said, it wouldn't even need a posuk. But it's okay, you could acquire a schus. When you marry her, you could acquire this chus. You could say. It wouldn't be illogical. It wouldn't go against logic if we might be tempted to say it. So the Pasuk says, no, ain't about Mefer B'Kolbin. Oh, ironically, the Oros, you know, less is more, you know that expression? So sometimes less is more. The Oros, because of his weakness, could be Mefer B'Kolbin. Why? Because there's another rule that Eino Oros Mefer Ela B'Shutfus. You'll never find the Oros being Mefer on his own. If the Ov dies, the Oros can't be Mefer. Lo Nisrokna Rishus La'Oros, it's called. The Oros, so the pshat is, I mean, there's different ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is that the Oros, I told you, it could be the Oros is like the controller. Like the father's the CEO, he really controls the money, but the Oros has to sign the check also. But he doesn't really do anything. He just agrees with the father. That's one way of understanding, possible way of understanding. So ironically, like I said, less is more. So he could be Mayfair B'Kodman because he doesn't really, he's not using a full-fledged koach. Others look at it that he like latches on to the father. Really, the father's the one with the schus to be Mayfair. And the Oros gets his chus as an adjunct of the father, like he's Messiah the father. So the Mela, again, he can be made for B'Kodman because of his weakness. He's weak enough to be able to be made for B'Kodman. Again, it's a pasuk because we learn out via now. Once we end up realizing that the second parsha is talking about an Oros. So the pasuk says, "V'yimhoyo siyal leish unadoreha aleha," and we darshin midorim shahoyu aleha kvar. That this parsha refers to even midorim that she had on her already. Whilst the third parsha is very meduyak. It says, "V'yim beisishon adora." V'yim beisishon adora. She made the net. Look at the difference in lashon. It's like beautiful. It's exquisite. The second parsha says, "V'yimhoyo siyal leish." Unadoreha aleha, which implies she already has nadarim. And the third parsha says, the im base isha nadara. She made the neder when she was in base isha. So it really fits in very beautifully. Akoponim, getting back to the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Getting back to the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. So the Gemara is suggesting that an orus, the ov, will be made for alone. And that would be totally logical, if the, you know, left to our own device, that's what we would say. The parsha in the Torah of Amoyo Sealiyish is talking about a Nesua, and we won't darshan Vav Moisa the Linyan Rishon. We'll say that the Oros is Mayfair. Why do you need two parshas for it, if they're both talking about Nesuin? So the answer is, Leimah Shein Abal Mayfair B'Koldman. Because Vim Basi Shonadara says that if she made the Neder Basi Shah. So that second parsha of the married woman teaches us this singular halacha. So maybe that's the pshat.
So what's the hint?
That ain't about, I told you.
Yeah, according to what Rav said. Since it's repeated, that's the hint.
You see that in the, you know, I look at the perek and I see you need a puzzle.
Right,
so I see that the logic that I said is not compelling,
right.
But you would need a pasuk. Why isn't it compelling? Because I could see that just like if she owns nechosim from before, and the husband marries her, so he acquires the schus in the nechosim that she had already. It's not just when she buys it with him, you know, acquiring rights in it. But even if she had it and he had no rights in it, but he acquires those rights when he marries her. I guess Nadarim would be the same, that he would acquire those rights when he marries her. She didn't make the neder when she was in his rishus. Like I said, you know, it's logical, but it's not compelling. That's why you need a pasuk. But after you have the pasuk, you certainly... But that has to be explained anyway, because that's counterintuitive. The mice of the Baal is not made for B'Kodman, and the Oros is made for B'Kodman, and the whole Masechta, you find that the Oros is stronger, is weaker than the Baal, much weaker than a married man. So you have to say this lundus, that it should be logical.
Rabbi, okay. Just like in Kedushin, where you can make a conditional, as long as you don't have Darn or anything like that. Is there any such thing as a conditional Kayama or Hafara that's, you know, says, if she's a Nara and she makes a Neder and her father hears about it and he says, okay, I agree with it until you get engaged or until you get married. Is there any such?
It's a very, very good question. But you happened to ask, you asked about a condition, but then you said a time limit. That's two different things. In other words, they're both valid questions. Can you be Mayfair al-Tanai or Maykim al-Tanai? And then you said another question, can I be Maykim or Mayfair for a Zman, for a Tukuf Zman, and then it lapses after the Zman. So the Zman, the Gemara talks about at the end of the parak. And Tanai, I don't see why not. An interesting question that's raised by the Achronim is that, you know, when I, even if I do an action, I make Kiddushin, or I sell something, or I buy something, I could do it al Tanai. Now that's learned out. That's not logical. That's learned out from a parsha in the Torah called B'nei God or B'nei Reuven. Tosfos and Ksubis, Grada asks, why are you making it out to be such a big Chiddush? And because it's a Chiddush, it has to be done a certain way, and you have to phrase it a certain way, and there's a lot of legalities attached to making a condition. Tosfos says, I don't understand the big deal. I'm saying I'm only doing this if it rains tomorrow, or I'm only doing it if you give me $200, or I'm only doing it if my father says it's okay. And if not, I don't want to do it. Like, why is that a Chiddush? Why can't that just exist on its own without having this heaviness of the Chiddush, and therefore it has to be done exactly the way B'nai Godu, B'nai Ruvain said it. And if you say Hain before Lav, or Lav before Hain, like, what do you need all that heaviness for? So, you had a question. So Tosfos answers, very, very, Tosfos and Ksuvos, the fifth parak. He gives a very heavy answer. Not so easy to understand his answer. He seems to be saying, sort of like the Ma'isa Gomer that we learned in the Ran, that the Ma'isa Gomer. In other words, when you do an action, Tosfos says, apparently, you do something. Now, if I tell you that if I, let's say, give a woman money and I say, Ariya Mekudeshusli, she becomes Mekudeshus. So now, what makes her Mekudeshus? So, you might not understand what I'm asking, but in other words, it's an action. Let's say I throw a rock at the window, and I break the window. So, it took an action to break the window. But in a certain sense, you could say that my will broke the window. If Hashem wanted to break the window, how would he break the window? Hashem doesn't need an action. He would just... He would just will it to be broken, and it would be broken, just by the sheer force of his will. Hashem wants it. Ki hu amar v'yehi, hu tzvo v'ya'amod. Right? B'dvar Hashem, shemayim nasu. Hashem says, yehi or, it's or. Now, a person has a koach to effect things also. And really, in the Omek HaDvorim, most of the time, virtually all of the time, the person's will, it's like Hashem. You're like Hashem, your will, I want that door open, I can open it. I want that window broken, I can break it. I can do things that I want, except with a very big limitation, that we're living in what's called the Olam Hamasa. So most things, some things can be affected with Dibur, effected with Dibur. But most things have to be effected with Maisa. I have to throw the rock. If I just want the window broken, it's not going to break. I have to throw a rock. So if I just want the Isha to be Mekudeshus to me, the Torah said I have to do certain actions. Certain actions make her Mekudeshus to me. I give her money. So Taisa says, since it's Maisa, I'm doing something, so I did it. What do you mean? If it rains tomorrow, then no. Can I break that window if it rains tomorrow? No. I either break it or I don't break it. I can't break it out tonight.
Taisa says Tanai is a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush, Taisa says. And if not for the parasha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Tanai wouldn't work logically, Taisa says. So since you're doing something through action, I'm making a Maisa Kiddushin. I'm selling you something, I'm buying something. These are actions. Actions have certain effects, legal effects. So what? But they're actions. How can you make a condition? You did it, you made the action. And as surely as if I open the door, it opens, I can't open the door if my father says okay, or I can't open the door on Manas, you give me 200 zuz, so I can't be Mekadosh and Isha on a condition either, logically. Taisa says, is a Xeris HaKosov, you could. Now, how it works is very, very difficult. You know, what does it say about the nature of Maisa? If La Maisa, you could. So now the Achronim want to know as follows.
Miracles.
You need kavana, but just like you need kavana to break the window too. But you need
kavana, you don't need kavana to break the window. You could throw a rock. It's not mean to break
it. Yeah, it's not so sure that you broke it then. It's not called you broke it. It'll break, but it's not called that you broke it. If you did it unwillingly or unwittingly, then it's not called you broke it. That's why onus is not called you broke it.
It's
the sasuk is not called you broke it. What?
It's not shogeg, not onus.
I don't know what shogeg means. I didn't think it would break.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's called you did it. You took a chance. So whatever degree of will, shogeg has to bring a carbon. I mean, there's a degree of will by shogeg. You were cognizant enough of the danger of throwing the rock that if you really didn't want it broken, you wouldn't have thrown the rock. That's what shogeg was, that level. What the Achronim want to know is that in Maseches Nedarim, you have many times, coming back to your point, that you can make a nether on Tanai. You can make a nether on a condition. And now they want to know, based on the Tosfos and Ksubos, do you need the Chiddush and all the rules of Tanai? Since nether is a Dibur, it's not a Maisa, it's only a Dibur, so maybe Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. I could say I want this to be Osur on me if it rains tomorrow. That's what I said. But I don't have to be Mevatel Maisa. Getting back to your question, so Alfor and Akomi, you can make Al Tanai. In fact, it's probable you don't even need the Chiddush of Tanai. You don't have to make the Tanai a certain way. But the other question you asked, which is, can you limit in time the duration of your Hakama or Afara? So that the Gemara talks about later. Hakama, many times it's moot. Why? Because after Yom Shamo, it can't be made for anyway anymore. So if I say I'm making for 24 hours, you say, okay, 24 hours are up, now I want to be Mayfair. So you can't, because it's ready after Yom Shamo. So
in an instance like that, it would be better for him to be immediately Afara, have her redo the neder with the time frame inside the neder.
Yeah, unless he wants a mukam, or he could be making it for an hour, maybe. So that's what the Gemara talks about at the end of the parak. Can you do things lizman? Okay, so this is the Gemara's question. Maybe both parashas are talking about Nesua, and the second one is telling me, Ein Abal Mefer B'Kodmin. So the Gemara answers, the Lab Mamela Shamas Minah. What does that mean? That it could just say in Beis Yishon Nodora. It should just say the second parasha. You know, we keep looking at the first parasha as first. But if it would say the second parasha, so we'd have a parasha saying that the Baal could be Mayfair, and it says he can't be Mayfair B'Kodmin. Because that's the... You're not learning out in a Baal Mayfair B'Kodmin because of an extra pasuk. You're learning out from the simple meaning of the pasuk. The Im Beis Yishon Odora. She made the nether in her husband's house. That's where she made the nether. So it should just say that parsha. It shouldn't say the second parsha of the Hoyosi Elishim of the Reholeo. Why does it say that parsha at all for? So it must be us talking about the Narusa, and then we'll say Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon, and the father could be Mefer together with the Oros. Okay, we'll stop here. See you next time. We're not going to learn Sunday night.